time is 13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
African Voice News, the Global Link.
President Hichilema directs police to arrest suspects behind Garin Combo nomination violence. Corporate entities and non-government organizations urged to respect Zambia's Christian values. And WHO emergency supplies arrive in Bunia as Ebola death toll reaches 136. Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. President Hakainde Hichilema has directed law enforcement agencies to swiftly and professionally arrest all individuals involved in attempts to prevent former Mazabuka Central Member of Parliament, Garin Combo, from filing his nomination papers. President Hichilema said scenes circulating on social and other media showing individuals attempting to disrupt the lawful filing of nominations were unacceptable, undemocratic, and a direct violation of the rule of law. In a statement posted on his Facebook page, President Hichilema reiterated that electoral lawlessness would not be tolerated and warned that all perpetrators, regardless of political affiliation or social standing, would face the full force of the law. Those who wish to test this government's resolve to maintain law and order are entirely on their own, said President Hichilema. Mr. Hichilema further stressed that the state would act firmly and decisively against all forms of electoral violence and disorder as the country heads towards the elections. Former Mazabuka Central Member of Parliament, Garin Combo, was this morning harassed at the Mazabuka Civic Center before filing in his nomination papers for the Mazabuka Central Parliamentary seat. Mr. Combo, who is contesting as an independent candidate in the forthcoming election, was reportedly attacked by unknown people believed to be cadres linked to the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, soon after arriving at the Civic Center. Meanwhile, Mr. Combo later managed to successfully file in his nomination papers as an independent candidate for the Mazabuka Central Parliamentary seat. And we are one Zambia Fourth Republic Alliance, WAZA, has condemned the attack of former Mazabuka Member of Parliament, Garin Combo, during the filing of his nomination papers at the Mazabuka Civic Center by unknown individuals. WAZA Chairperson Sakwiba Sikota says Mr. Combo, like any other Zambian citizen, has a constitutional right to participate in the electoral process without intimidation or interference. Mr. Sikota also questioned the conduct of the police during the incident, alleging that officers appeared to handle the attackers leniently despite the violence that occurred. He claimed that such acts of violence could only happen if perpetrators felt protected by individuals in positions of authority. If a member of the ruling party can be attacked in such a manner, what then will happen to members of the opposition? Questioned Mr. Sikota. He said the incident raises concerns about whether the upcoming elections will be free and fair, stressing that political cadres should not be allowed to prevent citizens from exercising their democratic rights in the presence of law enforcement officers.
Those people certainly knew that the police were not going to stop them. Ordinarily, nobody would behave in that way in front of the police unless there's some higher authority which is giving them cover. We are also asking the international observers who are currently in the country to take note of what has happened and to make an interim report. They do not have to wait until the end of their mission.
Pentecostal Assemblies of God presiding Bishop Joshua Banda has called on corporate entities and non-governmental organizations, NGOs, operating in Zambia to respect the country's Christian values and cultural principles as they collaborate in national development efforts. Bishop Banda said it is important for organizations working in the country to ensure that the agendas and programs they champion are consistent with Zambia's Christian identity and moral values. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Bishop Banda stressed that organizations should promote initiatives that uphold the nation's cultural heritage and Christian principles. He further reminded stakeholders that Zambia is a society that values and promotes the family unit, founded on love, unity and mutual respect.
Same-sex relationships are unacceptable. So now, if you have a corporate looks at this as a right that they must project, then they take money and they push it into an NGO or into the production of an artist's production, so they can project this, then we'll call that corporate to book. It means that they're backing the wrong horse. They're doing the wrong thing. They are putting their money in a channel that is contrary to the morals that we have upheld.
In African news, the World Health Organization has stepped up emergency operations in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo after the country recorded 136 deaths and about 543 suspected Ebola cases, according to Health Minister Samuel Roger Kamba. Medical supplies and international experts are arriving in Bunia as authorities battle the fast-spreading Wundibugyo strain, which currently has no approved vaccine or treatment. The WHO delivered 12 tons of emergency medical supplies to Bunia in Ituri province, the epicenter of the outbreak near the borders with Uganda and South Sudan. The shipment included personal protective equipment, infection prevention kits, tents and medical materials for frontline health workers. More than 40 medical experts also arrived in Bunia on 19 May to reinforce the response. Coming up shortly, UK loosens Russian oil sanctions as fuel prices rise. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The UK government has loosened strict sanctions on Russian oil refined into diesel and jet fuel in third countries as prices rise. The waiver begins on Wednesday and reflects growing supply concerns over certain fuels due to the effective blockade of the key Strait of Hormuz waterway since the start of the US-Israel war with Iran. Some sanctions on the transport of Russian liquefied natural gas were also lifted. The government said that overall sanctions had got tougher, but extra flexibilities were required. A similar move by the US was widely criticized. That's the news today. Here is another look at the headlines. President Hage Hichilema has directed law enforcement agencies to swiftly and professionally arrest all individuals involved in attempts to prevent former Mazabuka Member of Parliament, Gary Nkombo, from filing his nomination papers. Pentecostal Assemblies of God presiding Bishop Joshua Banda has called on corporate entities and non-governmental organizations, NGOs, operating in Zambia to respect the country's Christian values and